The epistle for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from the second epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 19 to 33, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Brethren, you gladly put up with fools because you are wise yourselves. For you suffer it if a man enslaves you, if a man devours you, if a man takes from you, if a man is arrogant, if a man slaps your face. I speak to my own shame as though we have been weak in this matter. But wherein any man is bold, I, speaking foolishly, I also am bold. Are the Hebrews? So am I. Are the Israelites? So am I. Are the offsprings of Abraham? So am I. Are the ministers of Christ? I, to speak as a fool, am more. In many more labors and prisons, more frequently in lashes above measure, often exposed to death. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 lashes, less one. Thrice I was scourged. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was adrift on the sea. In journeyings often. In perils from floods. In perils from robbers. In perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and hardships, in many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those outer things, there is my daily pressing anxiety, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I am not inflamed? If I must boast, I will boast of things that concern my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knows that I do not lie. In Damascus, the king, the governor under King Aretas, was guarding the city of the Damascenes in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. If I must boast, it is not expedient to do so, but I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words that man may not repeat. Of such a man I will boast, but of myself I will glory in nothing save my infirmities. For if I do wish to boast, I shall not be foolish, for I shall be speaking the truth. And I forbear lest any man should reckon me beyond what he sees in me or hears from me. Unless the greatness of the revelation should puff me up, there was given to me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Concerning this, I thrice besought the Lord that it might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. Gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the strength of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. At that time when a very great crowd was gathering together, and men from every town were resorting to Jesus, he said in a parable, the sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside and was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Another seed fell upon the rock, and as soon as it had sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Another seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another seed fell upon good ground, and sprang up and yielded fruit 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. But his disciples then began to ask him what this parable meant. And he said to them, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are they who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, and that they may not believe and be saved. Now those upon the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, but believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are they who have heard, and as they go their way are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and the fruit does not ripen. But that upon good ground, these are they who, with a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bear fruit in patience. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. With a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast and bear fruit in patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we are in the pre-Lenten season. In the pre-Lenten season, Holy Mother of the Church wants us to prepare for Lent. Not just prepare as, okay, get ready for it, but prepare, do some work, some planning, so that we can reap the benefits of a fruitful Lent and realize, as we come to the end of Lent, the whole purpose for Lent in making greater room in our hearts so that Christ can rise within us on Easter in His glory and His love and His grace more fully. We have about a week and a half left before Lent begins. In order to realize the purpose of Lent, in order to realize and have a successful Lent and partake with Christ in His glory, there are three things we need to do. They are the same three things that are needed if we want to be His disciples. Christ Himself tells us these things. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Christ. Let us examine these three things briefly. Deny ourselves. In the denial of self, a man must have humility. We deny ourselves of things of lesser value for things of greater value. We deny ourselves of whims and wants, not necessarily sinful, but absolutely those things that are sinful, but things that aren't as necessary. In this denial of self, this is where that spirit of sacrifice comes into play. As I teach in high school, and we come to this point of the liturgical year, I try to encourage my students to make up for themselves a prayer and penance schedule. Things that we stick to, that we give up. Examples? Well, maybe put away our games or put away our entertainment devices. Give up our drink. Things that are not necessarily sinful in themselves, of course, if they're used in extreme, or if they lead us into sin, yes, then they are. But we deny ourselves of these things. Why? We unite our small sacrifices with His great sacrifice. Like St. Paul tells us about his sufferings, I make up for what is wanting in the cross of Christ. St. Paul is telling us that Christ left us room. So we must sacrifice, deny ourselves. Like St. Paul last Sunday and last Sunday's gospel, our epistle, told us that I subject my body. Why? To liberate my soul. Second, take up my cross. What does that mean? That means accepting God's will, knowing God's will, and fulfilling it. Performing the sacrifices willingly. What's the greatest sacrifice that we can perform? Some people, they would come up with all sorts of lofty sacrifices. But all those sacrifices are secondary to the one sacrifice that we are called to perform each day, every day, Lent or no Lent. And that is the proper fulfillment of our daily duty. What is our daily duty? Children to be good children, parents to be good parents, spouses to be loving, supporting spouses to each other. We being good children of the Heavenly Father. We're not just talking daily duty, going to work, clocking in, bringing home a paycheck. That's part of it, sure. We're not just talking about doing your homework and then coming to school and being good in school. Sure, that's part of it as students. But we are called to do our daily duty. It's a day. The things that we are called upon to do during the day. Part of our daily duty is those circumstances that come up by providence to us. People in need. People who might need our help or our support. How about our daily duty to God? Daily prayer. Morning prayers and night prayers. You know, we often heard it said, the family that prays together stays together. Well, how much prayer time do we have as a family? When have we knelt down and united our voices one and lifted them up to God? Do we not consider this a duty that we owe to our Heavenly Father? Just like we must honor our father and our mother, the first honor goes to our Heavenly Father. It's a daily duty, which perhaps we have found ourselves lacking. We need not look back upon it with all discouragement, but we plan. We're going to change this. This is what Lent is all about. It's a good thing. It's a time of conversion. We change. When St. Augustine was talking about the parable that our Lord spoke of in today's gospel, the seed, he was talking about the seed and how the seed has within it a mystery of the plant that it can grow into. While so, also the seed, the word of God, God's will, God's grace, there's a mystery in it. If we receive it and do nothing with it, we're a wicked servant. No, we have to receive it, bear fruit with patience, and then we can realize what it enables us to do. That gives rise to our third focus. The reason why we deny ourselves, the reason why we take up our cross, we do it for Christ's sake. We want Him. We pursue Him. We follow Him. We are willing to sacrifice anything, everything, if it means to get closer to Him. Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow Christ, if you want to be a true disciple. Christ's words. If means free will. We must choose. So many people, I've heard it before, in one ear and out the other, and they do nothing. Let us not be unprofitable servants, but with a good heart, let us receive the grace. Let us receive the word of God. Let us pray to God to know what His will is. You know, the thing about today's gospel that gives rise to good meditation and is really encouraging is when the disciples, they come to our Lord and they ask Him to explain to them the parable. Why does He explain it to them? Because they asked. Just like He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. You have an ask. Ask that your joy may be full. You want to know what you should do during this Lent? Ask Him. Ask Him what He wants. Make plans, and the plans that you make, make for love of Him. Don't just do sacrifices, like St. Paul says, beating the air to no purpose. No. We subject the body, liberate the soul, for the purpose of attaining a more perfect union with Christ. In order so that as we make this procession through Lent, we don't just end up on the top of Calvary on Good Friday, but we realize the glory of His resurrection in our hearts on Easter Sunday. With a right and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, bear fruit in patience. Make a prayer and penance schedule. Prepare for Lent. Make some plans with the good Lord, some resolutions, so that the seed will bear fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.